You're listening to SBS News.
Law enforcement officials in the United States say the white 18-year-old who shot and killed 10 people at a Buffalo supermarket had researched the local demographics while looking for places with a high concentration of black residents. Authorities say the gunman shot 11 black people and 2 white people in a rampage motivated by racial hatred that he broadcast live. Joseph Grimalia is the Buffalo Police Commissioner.
The evidence that we have uncovered so far makes no mistake that this is an absolute racist hate crime. It will be prosecuted as a hate crime. This is someone who has hate in their heart, soul, and mind, and there is no mistake that that's the direction that this is going in.
Commissioner Grimalia says the shooter arrived there at least a day in advance to conduct reconnaissance. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
This individual came here with the expressed purpose of taking as many black lives as he possibly could. So the Buffalo Police saved a lot of lives yesterday. I want to thank them for that.
The shooter, identified as Peyton Gendron, had previously threatened a shooting at his high school last June. Police Commissioner Grimalia says the then 17-year-old had a mental health evaluation afterwards.
As far as last year, it's been put out there that the state police had brought this individual in for a mental health evaluation. He went to the local hospital. He was there for, the information we have is about a day and a half, was evaluated and then released at that point. So,
the shooting is the latest act of mass violence in a country unsettled by racial tensions, gun violence, and a recent spate of hate crimes. The gunman live-streamed the shooting on the social media platform Twitch. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who comes from Buffalo, has demanded the technology industry take responsibility for its role in propagating hate speech.
There is much more to do from the social media companies themselves. I want them to sit in a room, look me in the eye, and tell me, have you done everything humanly possible to make sure that you are monitoring this content the second it hits your platform? And if you're not, then I'm going to hold you responsible. So prove to me that there's nothing else that can be done, because they have a lot of resources, so don't tell me you can't afford this. There's a lot of technology.
Twitch has told CNN it removed the video of the shooting in less than 2 minutes. Brooke Young, SBS News.